Allah Ta'ala made promise to the people of Iman and good action that Allah Ta'ala will make them strong on the earth. And the practicing on deen will become easy for them. And that fear that we all have, Allah Ta'ala says, He will remove that fear and put aman. Then that person will find, he'll be able to worship Almighty Allah, and it will be so easy. So Allah Ta'ala now says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ means the entire what is called حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ, all the commands of Almighty Allah which got to do directly with Almighty Allah. In its salah is the first. So in Iqamat al-Salah, established Salah, Allah Ta'ala has discussed that whatever is known as the rights of Almighty Allah, make a great effort to do it. Wa atu zakah, ulama has mentioned that zakat normally got to do with hukukul ibad and the rights of man. The first right of man is that farz, which is 2.5%. You take it out from your wealth and you find the person deserving of it. And once that is there, then all the other rights of man. So the rights of Almighty Allah, the rights of man. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And what your Sharia has come to you through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold on to it. And Allah Ta'ala says, then you will find such mercy of Almighty Allah pouring upon you. When this mercy comes, it comes with its anwar, it comes with its bravery, it comes with its qualities. Man just finds the practicing of deen easy. But it needs one step that we have to make. Immediately the person will have that one fear, that if I come onto deen, then kufr, and the tariqah of kufr, that will pull me, and kufr will get ghalib over me, and they have so much of power and so much of might. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That those that are kafir around you, don't ever think that they will make Almighty Allah helpless. Well, Allah Ta'ala wants it to happen, it's going to happen. If Allah Ta'ala wants to make a man stand, no one in the world will be able to put him down. So all that fear you have, that such powers around and such forces of evil around, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That those who are on kufr, never ever think that they are mu'jizin, that they are making Almighty Allah helpless, that they are so strong. وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Their road has been written to Jahannam already. But little that you're seeing them walking around is just a game. It's a fitna, it's an exam of this world. وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. If they really had any strength, then the real house, which is called the house of the year after, they would have prepared it. But وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. They got the worst of houses. So when their result is the worst of the worst, they got worse, they got no strength. It is just Almighty Allah allowing them. So don't be scared of them. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions three ahkam, and it's a unique indication in just before what we know normally, the last few ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah. Where Allah Ta'ala gives a command first. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. What had happened in those verses is Allah Ta'ala first reveals some verses where Allah Ta'ala said that whatever you have in your thoughts, your Allah knows about it. And your hisab will be taken because of it. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu found it very hard this year. That we get so many thoughts, they just come like that. So they asked a question, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like, how is it? That we will be taken to task for such a thing. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them, what an adab. That when ayat of Quran come down, then at that moment don't ask questions. Rather at that moment say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ. That, O Allah, we heard, O Allah, we obeyed. And before even starting, O Allah, we're asking for maaf, that wherever we're going to falter, it's our mistake, there's nothing wrong with the law. What a unique adab or thought. Immediately Sahaba radiallahu anhu did that. And on that Allah Ta'ala revealed ayat to show his happiness with the Sahaba. And to say, this is iman. And thereafter Almighty Allah now went to explain that actually what was meant with the ayat wasn't that you'll be caught just by thought, and you'll be caught just by mistakes. It won't be like that. Allah will not make zulm on any person. But what an adab was taught that when the law comes, then a believer immediately says without any question, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. In this surah, Allah Tabarakullah had given some laws. One law was given was the law of isti'adhan. Isti'adhan means whenever you come to a house which is not yours, then you don't enter without asking permission. On that Rasulullah ﷺ taught Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you come to your own house also. Then you don't just enter without asking permission. Now there could have been so many questions there. There could have been so many things that this is hard, but it's my house. But immediately when it was accepted, so Allah Tabarakallah now says that after you accepted the command, now the details Allah Tabarakallah will give. That it is not so hard. There will be times where it will be difficult. Your Allah has said, not there, don't worry, not that one, not that one. So one was the law of taking permission before entering. The people of Iman immediately said, oh Allah, we will do it. That if you want us to knock before entering, we'll knock. If you have asked us to return, if no answer is given, we will return, We come to our own house and we have to make a sound before entering. Oh Allah, we will do it. Because we are slaves in the end of the day. You don't ask questions. Thereafter the command came of how a woman should cover herself. So immediately a person of Iman said, oh Allah, we will do it. Sami'ana wa ata'ana. There are times when it's difficult also. But so much Iman, I'll do it. And thereafter the law came about. Because of the same laws, one question would come now. That a woman has to cover her zenith. And in the zenith is the voice of the woman. It's every part of the woman. The thought of the woman mustn't go. So there also a thought could have come. That's so difficult that there are times that I'll go into a woman's house. She'll be in the kitchen. She'll be talking. I will hear her. When a person is eating a woman's food, the thought of who made the food will come to the mind. All that could have also come. But the person of Iman immediately he said, oh Allah, as you said it, I will do it. Now Almighty Allah in His mercy says, oh people of Iman, that is what your Allah wanted from you. Now your Allah will start giving you now the details. So the first detail, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِيَسْتَأْذِنْكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. That in your houses, that fear that the eye must not fall on the wrong thing has already come in the hearts of the believers. So much of caution they have taken. That they told their slaves, they told their children also, that you cannot just enter the house like that. Your mother might not be clothed properly also. You have to knock. And when you're in the house, you can't just enter the room like that. Because there's a possibility your mother, your father might be close to each other. It's a possibility your mother might not be well clothed. But then the question comes, that doesn't it get difficult also? That every time that small child, but a person of Iman was not going to ask. As Allah Tabarakallah had said, watch the eye. The man would go out of his way. So now Allah Tabarakallah says, that as for those in your house who have not yet reached the age of puberty, let them ask permission before entering the room three times. One is min qabl salat al fajr, before dawn, when the people have still not woken up, they are still in the bed, the child is taught, don't just walk into the room of mommy and daddy. Wa hina tad'un thiyabakum min adh-dhahira, at the time of afternoon when the person wants to take taylula, so the mother, the father want to rest, so obviously they take out certain clothing of this. While they are on their bed, there's a chance that parts of their body might be exposed. The young child, he has not reached the age of puberty. The normal law was all the time he mustn't just enter. But Almighty Allah said, I'm asking for three times. Meaning now we are going to give grace. So at this time, وَمِن بَعْدِ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَىٰ It's now at night. Now the mother and father are going to rest. Again their top clothing will come out. They are a little bit more loose. At that time a small boy just comes in the room suddenly. He must be told, first knock. Say, can I enter? ثلاث عورات لكم. These are three times which perhaps your satr could be shown. ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن. After these times, Almighty Allah says, it doesn't matter. That normally the child will enter, but you have looked after yourself. But look at the adab that was taught here. That first when the command was given, the people of Iman, all the detail came where it came at the ending. In between, Almighty Allah gave so much of command, so much of emphasis, that you are a servant of Allah. A person of Iman says, I accept immediately, no questions. When there was no questions, Allah Tawarakullah in His kindness said, I will start now giving details. And I will make it easy for you. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا عَلَيْهِمْ جُنَاحٌ بَعْدَهُنْ. Besides these three times, there is no haraj. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu would further explain, Allah Tawarakullah says, تَوَّافُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ. That we know that these young children are running in and out of the house. So it's going to be difficult for them every time to ask permission. But only three times you're asking. But this never came at the beginning. At the beginning it said, watch the eye all the time. So much of it. كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. In this manner Allah Tawarakullah explains. At first a general hukam is given. It is to see the demand of iman. Iman, is it burning in believers? No questions asked. Oh Allah, as you ask, I will do. And thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala makes tafsil. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu then further explained, because then times changed. Later on, houses got locks, houses got doors, proper doors. Certain people's children would not now ask permission all the time. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was still firm on this. He said, "I order my slaves; they cannot walk in as long as they don't ask permission." And ulama have mentioned this is still mustahab still today. It will teach a young boy that you also cannot just go anywhere. But there is a reason that when you knock, that boy's mentality will be made. That I also have to learn that every place I can't just enter. And it will teach the parents also. That there are times when you have to watch out how you dress. So certain times you can be much more looser. That is why your son is knocking. Other knocking. Other times you can't be. Because when the eye falls, Imam Ghazali rahimullah, to such an extent he went, he said, a young child who's awake in a room, but he's a baby. The baby man thinks understands nothing. He said, in front of that baby, the mother and father must not get close. Because although you think the child understands nothing, but it is these thoughts that later on can wreck that entire child. So that young boy, don't give him the chance to suddenly walk into something which was not appropriate. When you will learn to knock on the door, already that young boy thought, when you will go on the internet also, there are certain things that is not appropriate. It will be an inner tabiat of his, that I have been taught by my mother and father, certain things are not for your eyes. What happens in school, they introduce that filth and dirt to that young eye before that eye even got shahwat, even got desire. So suddenly the eye starts understanding that this is normal. And when I see this, I don't even feel funny. Whereas Islam taught that before the child even reaches that age, the mind must be taught, there are certain things which you can't see. So later on, if the eye, why was it when we were small, we always felt pig is dirty? Because when you were a small boy in our houses, it was told to us, pig is dirty. The day we saw the pig, the young child even said, Toba, Toba. Although there was no guna. Liquor, we were taught, it's filth and dirt. Unfortunately, when drugs came out, very few families thought that same filth of liquor. That wasn't taught on the drug. So that boy saw a liquor bottle with water, he won't hold it, he says. But when he came to a drug, for some reason there was no that. Why? Before the mind became mature, the dirt of one thing was put in. The other wasn't. So the other thing became normal. So what a unique mustahab remained. Although the ayat was revealed at that time when it was necessary. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu then explained, times have changed. People got doors. A person when he locks his door, he understands, I'll be free. When the door is not locked, I must not be free. But even then, they wrote that so much of taqeed was put in this verse that istihbab, that mustahab must remain. That young child must be taught three times, knock on the door. So one was the adab of train the boy before he reaches that age. That there's not anything you can see. You must understand certain things are dirty. Not for you. And the second, what an adab. That we Allah Tabarakullah had first given a general command, then the people of Iman said, we accept it. And then my Allah, how he started giving grace now. He said, we're not making life hard for the believers. The second, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ. On that same verse, and then Allah Tabarakullah says, and now when that boy reaches the age of maturity, فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Then immediately he must told how everybody else is asking permission. They're just not walking in. You also are the same. Now look at this. That young boy, it was one day difference perhaps. So yesterday he was walking in and it was his auntie and it was his non-auntie. Real auntie means his mother's sister. Not real auntie means his father's brother's wife. For yesterday both were his auntie. Today he became baligh. There the father has to tell him, oh my son, now don't enter. Anas radiallahu anhu says, the day I became baligh, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said, oh Allah's Nabi, last night I became baligh. First thing he said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, now don't enter upon the woman. He says, for me that was perhaps the hardest law in my life. Because I was the open khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now I understood you cannot be that khadim anymore. He said, it was so hard for me. But how the law came? The difference of one day. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ. That child just became baligh. You might say he's still small. But on one command he became baligh. Allah Ta'ala said, now put him with the first group now. Now he can't just walk in. Now he has to make parada. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. How Allah explains his signs. As they were young, permission was given, but training the mind. One day a change came, the whole law changed. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. The second law that was given was about parada. The woman should go in niqab. So the man went home. He told his family, it's the demand of iman. Everyone should cover. Ulama explained when the verses of hijab were revealed. At that moment, a woman who was outside and she heard that verse, she did not take a step until she looked for something to cover her body. Even if it was a sack, she put it on top of her. Just to get out, because Allah's command has come. Now when the command came, a woman should cover completely. Now that old woman in the house, she was never ever perhaps accustomed to parda, but it's told to her also. Now she's also trying to cover, but she is so old. There are certain times when she hasn't got that outer covering, that outer burqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا. A very, very old woman. She's past the age of 60, 65, 70. She is old. She has already stepped back from nikah. She got no hope of nikah. No interest in nikah. And there is no hope anybody else will marry her also. Allah Tabarakullah says, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٍ. That there will really be no problem if she has to remove a يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. If she has to remove that outer cloth. Meaning people have entered the house, all the women are going into full hijab and niqab. But this old woman, if she doesn't put it on, she's still wearing her normal clothes of the house. Shaytanur Rahimullah said, during this time her hands will be shown, perhaps her feet will be shown, perhaps her face will be shown, but she has reached that age. Immediately the demand of iman was everyone will be covered. Allah Tabarakullah says, with this old woman, there won't really be a problem. If she doesn't cover, no real problem. غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَ. But she also, her intention mustn't be to show her beauty out. But she's old now. And then look at the next verse. وَأَيْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ. And Allah tabarakallah says, but even if she says, no, no, I want the full parda. If she says, I want to be the most purest, Allah tabarakallah says, then that is better for her also. In this ayat, look at this. One is the grace of Almighty Allah, and one is that taqeed. One tariqah of getting a person on amal. When you tell a person, you don't have to do it. You're small still. You're not baligh. 20 rakats for you. But you know, if you do it, wow, what a thing it will be. That child will say, I'm doing it. Why? Because a child's tabiyat is such that when you tell it, you don't have to do it, I'll show you. He says, for you, it's only quarter para. He says, I'll show you, I'll send 2 para. Allah tabarak ta'ala, when he said, you don't have to do it. وَإِن يَسْتَعْفِفْنَا خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ. But you know, if you do it, it'll be much better. How much of taqeed was then put on the normal woman? That when my Allah gave grace to the old woman, and on top of that grace, and he said, but you know what, if you do it, how wonderful it will be. What was the command then for those women who have not reached that age? So much of emphasis was put where grace was given also. Wallahu sami'un alim. The third is now, the man got so much of worry of hijab and niqab. I must not get the voice of a woman in my ear. The thought of a woman. So suddenly a man says, I can't go and eat at anyone's house also. Because when I eat, I'm eating the food of some other woman. Woman. That thought that which woman made this might come in my mind. I might hear the voice of the woman. So Allah tabarakala immediately said, we haven't made it so hard. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجِ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجِ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجِ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ. Almighty Allah said, sometimes there's a blind person, who's going to look after him? He will have to be taken into your houses. If you're going to be so hard on the hijab law, who will look after the blind man? Who will look after the crippled man? Who will look after the sick man? Forget them, you also. Allah tabarakala says, there is no haraj. There is no real problem that you go and eat from your houses. O buyuti abaikum, the houses of your fathers, the houses of your mothers, the houses of your brothers, the houses of your sisters, the houses of your uncles, the houses of your aunts, the houses of aunts on both sides, the houses of uncles on both sides. O ma malaktum mafatihahu, certain houses which you got the key also. A certain person has told you that when I'm going out in the path of Allah, will you see to the needs of my house? Now you're thinking, can I really go? What happens if I enter the house? And mistakenly, maybe some clothing of his wife, is left in one side. And my eye falls on her clothing. And then I think, so Almighty Allah said, we haven't made life so hard. O sadiqikum, your friend invites you to his house. His wife is making the food. But look at this way, Allah tabarakallah faith first gave the command. That command came with so much of taqeed that the demand of the believer was such that after today I will go nowhere. After today I will think of no woman. After today I'll eat no food of any woman. And then Allah tabarakallah says, no, I don't want like that. This is what iman is. That the man goes out of his way. And then the creator of the heavens and the earth says, no, you're overdoing it now. Take it easy. Not so hard. I have not made it so hard. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا. There is nothing wrong with you if you eat all together. Meaning the day of Eid is coming. We make complete hijab, niqab in our houses. I made a firm conviction after I leave, after Ramadan. There's going to be proper hijab, shari'i hijab. My wife will make parda from my brother, because he's the brother-in-law. I will make parda from my wife's sister, because she's the sister-in-law. But now it comes, but Eid, how are we going to be together? So Allah tabarakallah says, we haven't made it hard. There is nothing wrong with all the men eating together. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا. Who said you can't get together? You can travel together also, you can move together. The women see on one side, the men see on one side. Whoever observed the laws of niqab, they never ever found life became tight for them. They went to the same places other people went to. They moved in the same groups that other people went to. The men ate together, the women ate together. Allah tabarakallah said, we have not made it hard. أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا. All of you get together on the day of Eid, of Eid, of Eid. Oh, it's tata. And there are sometimes you want to be alone. You don't want to eat with other people. You want to eat. Allah Baksa, I give you that permission also. Life hasn't been made hard. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا. Yes, one condition. Whenever you enter a house, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Then before entering, say, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. When you will say that, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, which has many meanings. One meaning is, may peace be in this house. The other meaning is, Salam is the name of Allah. As-Salam, may Almighty Allah and the protection that comes with the name of Allah fall on this house. That when I'm entering this house, I have no evil intention and may no evil intention arise. As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. I am entering with the Salam, asking Almighty Allah to be over. And from the other side, the man will say, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. From our side also, salam. Meaning, my wife will not become your target. Your wife will not become my target. Peace from my side. Peace from your side. I will not harm you in your family. You will not harm me in my family. My family. I will not enter your house and look at your house with an eye of hasad. Hey, look at what he got. You will not enter my house and look with that eye. You will not listen with an evil intention, to my wife. I will not listen with an evil intention. I will keep my gaze down, you will keep your gaze down. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا. When you will enter the house, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Then make salam. What a salam! تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It is a salam which has come from Allah. مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. Full of barakat. Pure. So that man who makes that salam, then that time that he will be in the house, may Allah make it will be a pure time also. كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. In this manner Allah Tabaraka says, he explains. So after giving that grace, again the same thing comes. Allah Tabaraka says, so what's the demand of iman? The demand of iman is when you hear shariat, then without any question, without any thought, you run into it. Now nothing is too small for you. Nothing is, this is not important. Allah Tabaraka says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The real believers are those who brought iman on Allah and the Rasul of Allah. وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ. This was in the time of Rasul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a unique indication was going to be given here. That when they are with the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some important matter, لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَعْذِنُوا. Now the house got some work. Being with Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spoiling that work there. So there would be two groups. The one group would say that's very important. And here there's low people here. By me not being here doesn't really harm anything. So he would just go away quickly. Because my work is important, I'll finish my work, and then I'll come back. And the other group of iman, they were not ready to stand up also, knowing the needs of the house, until they will ask, can I do this? Allah Tawarukala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Those that ask that permission, these are the real people of iman. فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ. And when they ask permission, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, فَأْذَنْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ. Then give permission for those that you wish. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And say, may Allah forgive you also. Meaning, I know you got some work, it's difficult, go. Mufassirin have written that this verse was not only for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it was the entire, every leader over his qawm. Yes, so they must understand, I got a leader above me, I can't just do my own thing. And he must understand they got needs. When they present, they ask, I need help, I need to go, he must give them the ijazah. And at the same time, what an indication was made, it is for every follower of shariat, and shariat is the imam. And that follower of shariat now suddenly says, you know, at the moment I need to do this business deal. Immediately a person of iman will say, but let me ask permission from shariat. So now he will come to the Mufti and he will put the whole deen in front. I am writing my will, it's mine. It's going to harm my wife, my children. It's not going to harm the Mufti. But Shariat is my boss. So I don't just go myself, quietly. No one saw, no one knows, makes no difference. فَإِذَا اسْتَعْذَنُوكَ The people of Iman, they will ask ijazat. They will go to a Mufti and put the whole matter front. That Mufti doesn't own them. He doesn't own their wealth, he doesn't own their life. But it is not the Mufti that they are looking at, it is the Shariat. That without ijazat from Shariat, I won't. And then the ulama were told, فَإِذَا اسْتَعْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ When the person of Iman comes and he puts front his condition, then the ulama were told that they must look at every individual different. They cannot give one ruling for everyone. No. Because everyone sometimes got a different need. So Allah Tabarakala says, when they come to ask for that ijazat, then those that you feel could get ijazat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimullah said, fiqh was such a unique thing, sent down by Almighty Allah, that it was to make in every era, wealth of the believers halal. That it could never be at any time a Muslim will say, in today's time to love what halal is impossible. But times were going to change, businesses were going to change, things were going to go different. But the ulama of every era were going to come and show that I can bring your business Sharia compliant also. I can bring your life Sharia compliant. But the man had to go ask, can I do this ijazat? And when he was going to ask, then the Mufti was going to tell him that you can do this, you can't do this. The Sharia was told, don't ignore those people, these are the people of Iman. And if there's a need, and sometimes you found that the best would have been this, but for that individual it is hard. So permission is given to him to go on to the second best, rukhsat. And Allah Ta'ala said, wastaghfir lahum. That give that permission and also ask, say, oh Allah, may Allah forgive you. Meaning we would love to live in a system higher than everything. Clean, pure, but times change. But the sign of Iman is we ask for that ijazat. My business, I don't just run it thinking that it's not compatible anymore. I will go and ask for that ijazat. And the Mufti then will look at me as a separate person. This is a man of Iman. And he will see where I can give permission, I give. لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ And where the Mufti can't give, then the Mufti will say, my friend, I cannot give. He will look at every condition, but what it is that to ask for that ijazat. May Allah Tabarakala make, I put my life in front of Shariat. You put your life in front of Shariat. The Shariat is a unique thing. We have to allow it. Hazrat Maulana would always say, Allah Tabarak Tala has said, فَدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ That enter into Islam fully. Our condition is, Hazrat Maulana would explain, that we departmentalize the deen. So our Islam, our deen is masjid. I will come to the masjid and I will show my Islam. But I always tell Islam, please, you don't come visit me, I'll come visit you. I will meet you in Ramadan, I'll come to the masjid. I will meet you when I go for Hajj and Umrah. But you don't come to my house. Why? I feel shy. But if you come to my house, suddenly you will say in the masjid, you look so pious. What happened here? If you come in my business, but look at Islam, just ask for that ijazat. And you will see Islam is so compatible with everything. That's what Quran is. That is the miracle of Quran. Islam is such a friend, number one, will never disgrace anyone. Invite Islam into our houses. When Islam will come, Islam will never disgrace an individual. Islam doesn't kick an individual out. Islam will look for the most compatible solution for the story. Imagine Islam entered my house. The first thing Islam would have seen, he would have seen the TV there. So Islam would not shout, he would say, what a wonderful bookcase. Only thing, he'll take out the TV and put some playing, buy a couple of kitabs from the bookshop, suddenly you've got a lovely library. Islam will say, wow. Islam will look at your hair, he will never ever say, what kind of haircut? But Islam will say, I'll become your barber. He'll give you what a haircut, suddenly your hair is according to Sharia. He will look at your clothing, your wife's clothing. Islam might see your trouser is too long, covering your ankles, and your wife's skirt is too short. Immediately Islam will say, I'll become your tailor also. And what a tailor, he'll even say, I'll save you material. Your extra material covering your ankles, I'll use it on your wife's skirt. I'll make hers longer, I'll make yours shorter. How Islam will change that whole family, but if you allow it, ask that ijazah. Islam will enter businesses, no man became poor when his business came on Sharia. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallah, sadaqah never increased a person's rozi. Giving away never increased. Imagine saying, I want halal. Where it will increase. But Islam is not like stars that will come and knock you one shot. And you will say, you never paid so many years, you finished. Islam is a friend that covers your problems before entering in the grave. Islam is the one who says, before stars catches you, I want to sort out the whole matter. So suddenly he'll go through all books. To tell you, this one is not, one is not, one is not right. This one is allowed. Ijazah is given for this one. Do it this way. Don't do it that way. Same amount of money. Same amount of benefit. But what it was, the people of Iman, yasta'zinun, they will always ask ijazah. Can I do it? Can't I do it? Every person of Iman must have a mufti with him. He must have a alim with his friend. He must have him on his phone. Before making the deal, it is one question, can I do it? One. And you will be surprised, one friend asked me a question the other day on zakat. A very pious boy. So he asked me, how much zakat must I pay on this deal? I looked at the question, I told him, forget the zakat issue, I don't think the deal is right. I told him, please phone the Darul Ifta and ask. He sent me the answer back, I got the answer, the whole deal was wrong. One question and suddenly you realize, hey, what was I doing? So fiqh is not so easy that what I learned in maktab is just like that day, now I know my masail. Shariat is my boss. And in every masala, I will ask ijazat. And Shariat is not hard that will tell me never, ever, no way. Shariat is such a compatible Shariat that it will show me how, it will show me when. And that is the condition of Iman. May Allah Tawarukala bring us onto this. My every question, my every matter, I put it in front of Shariat. And Shariat will always find the hal. I don't become scared of Islam. I become the friend of Islam. That Islam, when you allow it to enter our houses, our businesses, then we will live with Islam, we will die with Islam, we will die with Islam, we will die with Islam. When we will need Islam, Islam will be there. Whenever we will call Islam, Islam will be there. May Allah Tabarakallah bring full Islam into all our lives.